Ooh, Jaleel, you are ripped up. Look at that. Look at those abs.
Y'all fools.
What's up, Jaleel?
What's going on, man?
How you doing?
He's doing good, very well.
You're doing very well, man.
I'm enjoying it, man, because this thing is a roller coaster, so I'm definitely enjoying this week.
You made a great return this Monday night.
Yeah, perfect tens.
You know, you need a little bit of luck, you know, to sprinkled on top of the hard work. I mean, Kim and I work hard in there every week, but we got a great song, and the cha-cha really kind of suits my personality.
Yeah.
And she did some great choreography, and it all came together.
How your feet holding up?
Oh, man, my feet feel like they're in cement every morning.
And you've lost how much weight?
When I go get a pedicure, man, I'm like, can you put a little curtains up? I don't want the lady next to me looking at my stuff.
How much weight have you lost, Jaleel?
13 pounds.
Gladys said she lost 60 pounds before she left.
Yeah. Nah, Gladys has slimmed down so much. She looks really good. Same with Sherry. I'm kind of holding steady at +70 right now, though.
Yeah, you can't afford to lose any more weight.
Yeah, no, I'm not trying to lose any more weight, man.
Are we going to have any...
every day with William Levy. He and I try to pack it on.
Oh, my God. We're not going to see any more tears, are we, Jaleel? Are we?
It was an emotional week, man. You know what I'm saying? No man likes to cry on TV, and I'm sure people are going to have fun making fun of me about it in the future, but it was a personal week.
What about your basketball friends? Are they making fun of you?
I don't have basketball friends no more, man. I'm a father. Once you become a dad, you don't get the hoop as much anymore.
Oh, yeah. Because you were serious, man.
Man, I got a 2.5-year-old. I'm at parks now. I'm drawing. I'm pushing people on a tricycle.
You got sippy sips in your pocket, huh?
There you go.
Now, Jaleel, when you did have that emotional week, it was supposed to be the year that meant the most to you, and this is when Stefan was introduced.
Yeah.
Do you still embrace that character, the Urkel character?
Yeah, absolutely. You do. I mean, but at the same time, it's like I got all these great things going on, and it's like it kind of turns into a generational thing.
Mm.
You know, a lot of the younger people out there, they know me for stuff like Psych and, you know, Total Blackout, my new show on Sci-Fi, was trending last night on Twitter. You know, I'm so proud of that. So it's
how
like,
did you come
so
up just, with the idea for that show? Because that is a weird kind of concept.
Ain't nothing weird about it. People love it. It's hysterical.
You know what? Okay, maybe it is hysterical, but what it is you find out what people really gives people the creeps, what they're really creeped out about, and then they are assigned to do it in darkness.
No, that's not the tale. I don't know what press release you read from. The show is really more like your imagination is your own worst enemy. You know, it's not Fear Factor. It's really, you know, Fear Factor is different. It's like, okay, we're going to see you do something gross, and you know, this.
But
this show
I don't mean gross. No, I don't mean gross, but it's a psych out. It's a mind thing.
It's a definite psych out.
Yeah, and that's what really kind of creeps me out, because when you think about what your fears are, like, what is your greatest fear? How did you?
Well, Wendy Williams had some fun with me this week, because I don't like possums. So she brought a possum onto the show.
Oh, God. Oh, she did.
See, that's queer.
My mama used to make me take out the trash late at night if I had forgotten to do it when I was younger.
And it would be
a possum.
We didn't
have a lot
of
they
would be out there by the trash.
You got a right to be afraid. Yeah, possums don't play. Possums are very.
She would go back there and see this KKK rat hissing at you.
KKK rat.
That's my biggest fear. I don't like possums.
I got one for you. I had a pregnant possum in my attic.
Oh no!
Yeah,
no,
babe.
Sir.
Yeah, yeah,
no,
man.
Sir.
Yeah. So that I understand. I understand.
What's gonna next week? What are the dances for next week?
Next week, I got the Viennese Waltz.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like the stuff where I'm in hold. I kind of like the framework. You know, I've worked hard on my frame, and you know, hopefully it'll translate. I think we got a great song too.
And outfits.
I think I'm. I might be a war hero or something next week. We'll see. Kim dresses me pretty much. I just go in wardrobe room and I hope for the best.
All right, Jaleel.
Who's your biggest competition?
You know, I love catching up with you guys.
Who's your biggest competition?
Donald.
Oh, gosh. Well, Will Levy is the one-man bachelorette party.
You don't think Donald?
You know, he come out there, man, and honestly, it's just like panties start flying all over the place. So, I'm going to go with Will Levy.
Yeah, he's something.
All right. Jaleel White.
Okay. Good luck.
Dancing with the Stars.
Thank you, guys.
My man.
panties start flying all over the place.
Oh, they do. At the TV screen, like. Too.
You know what that's like?
I know what that's like.
You, Mr. Cameo?
Feel his pain.